Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Weekend Breakfast
with Allison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Michael Fry is here. How are you?
Good morning, Alison. How are you?
You're very summery. I know it's radio and I sometimes go to outfits, but you're very palm trees, blue, pink. I like it.
It's Pride and Taylor Swift's on, so everyone's kind of dressed up. I want to fit in.
I know. Are you going to Taylor? Or?
No, I'm not. I'm actually performing for Pride, like a stand-up gig tonight. So I'm why not? Let's
Where's
get
the gig
it.
Tonight again?
Sinead.
Okay. So, yeah. Excellent. Which is the place I did not pronounce properly for the first few years I lived here.
Yeah.
Shame. So listen, you've got a new, it's a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly, right?
Supposedly, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a fake radio show that I am putting on BBC Sounds.
Yeah.
And it's essentially a fictionalized version of myself. And it's kind of like a topical kind of magazine show. It's kind of like Moncrief.
Okay.
Like a news talk, where you'd have a kind of weird guest, but we play with other stuff like traffic and travel or fake news or ads and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. It's kind of, it gives us kind of a blank slate to put whatever we want in there and just under the guise of radio.
You know? There's a lot of room in radio to find funny things.
Yes. Yeah.
As a medium, generally speaking. And who's working on it with you?
So, I have the wonderful Sean Burke, Eleanor Morton, Carl Kinsella from The Journal, and a friend of mine, Kira Knight, who was on my previous two shows. She used to work at Joe.ie with me. I used to sign her, and I thought she was the funniest person ever. So I was like, right, come in, work on my show.
Incredible.
So it was great. It was like we had a writer's room. It was just like hanging out with my friends for 2 days and making each other laugh. So
is it limited series or is it rolling?
It's limited. So there's only six episodes.
Okay.
There's only so much you can write, I think. If it was, say, a podcast or something that's a bit more kind of loose, I think we'd probably do more of them. But because it's all scripted, it takes quite a lot of time, so we can only do six at a time. But
I'm looking forward to it. Is it available now?
It's available now. Okay. Yeah. So we have three episodes up on BBC Sounds and Spotify, and then we air every Saturday at 1:30 on BBC Radio Ulster and Radio Foyle.
That we're directing people away.
No, not at all.
And what can people expect tonight? Then I mean, this is the busiest weekend ever, isn't it?
Crazy.
Like Longitude, Pride, Taylor.
Yeah.
So what can people expect tonight?
I think 600,000 people are coming in Dublin. And they won't all get tickets to me tonight,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sorry. but no, it's a gig called Token Straight, which kind of runs, I think it's monthly in Dublin. So it's usually there's one straight comedian and everyone else is queer. So it's like, it's perfect for Pride, I think. So I think there's like four of us on the lineup tonight. So
brilliant.
It's a bit of fun. Yeah.
Brilliant. Who else is with you, or do you know?
I actually don't know.
That's fine. Yeah. As I asked that question, I was like, I don't mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. 50 years of Pride as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, incredible.
It's great. It's cool to see how far we've come.
No, it's amazing. And so many people I know are heading to various events across the country and across Dublin tonight that are going to love it as well. So we had Shane Dan Byrne on recently.
Yes. My nemesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think I mentioned you actually.
Oh, right. Good.
So you were left out of something this year.
I was. So there's a podcast called The Young Hot Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was kind of disgusted not to be on because I am obviously very young and hot.
Yeah,
And given. I'm much younger and hotter than anyone on the podcast. So I was furious. So I released a statement and there was a bit of back and forth. We went to Down the AM. But we have more or less quashed the beef now because I was invited on as a guest this week. we aired our grievances. So yeah, myself and Shane had a bit of a...
You came back together.
Yeah. I think, we've hashed it all out now, I think. So,
He's extremely likable individual, actually, though. So you have to make it work.
Yes. I love Shane. He's great.
He's hilarious. I also want to ask you, you do a song every year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you already have things in mind for this year that you're going to do? I'm assuming you're going to do a 2024.
Oh, yeah. I kind of have to do it now.
Yeah, you do. It's like the pressure at the end of every year, Michael.
And I always do it in like November in case somebody else does it. And I'm like, ugh, you know.
So it's based, just remind people, it's based done We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
By Billy Joel. So I did it on the Late Late Show last year. I don't know if I'm going to be invited back, but like, yeah, I'm kind of like...
I'd say you will.
Yeah, because it's so fast as well. It was really hard to do live. So I'm going to try and make it a bit easier to
like
sing.
Like breaths in, yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
so what would be included already? Do you have any ideas?
Well, Taylor Swift, I think. There's going to be a new Prime Minister of the UK. There's going to probably be a new US President by the time I get round to it.
Yeah.
Probably anything that has happened thus far in the year. So I'm going to have to go through my tweets and see what I was talking about.
To remind you.
Yeah. Now you said it to me, I can't remember anything that's happened this year.
I know. But do you,
even
I find
we're six
like,
months in.
Everybody says this and everyone goes, oh, the older you get, the faster time goes. And I'm like, it's actually going insanely fast though. This year, like what, I can't even remember what happened a month ago. Like,
no, I can't remember what happened yesterday.
So. It's been so busy. It's been incredible. And, you know, we were talking about this before you came on air. The Holding, was that 2022?
That was, yeah, it was 2 years ago. Yeah.
I really liked it. Like, I loved it. It was on Virgin Media, and it was Graham Norton's debut novel. And you played a guard, didn't you?
I played a journalist.
Journalist, sorry.
So I know I was a little journalist, and I wrote a song for it that I played in the last episode, which is really cool. So, but the cast was stacked. It was great.
It was amazing.
So we had Conleth Hill, who was Varys in Game of Thrones. And we had Clinton Liberty, who's also in the new series of House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see him there, and I've never been so jealous in my life. So I'm like, oh my God.
But he's like, he's going stratospheric, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, because he's a great actor. So it's like, yeah, of course.
And Siobhan McSweeney as well.
Yes, yeah. Who I was on Derry Girls with like a couple months after that. So yeah.
That's, what were you, in train conductor?
I was a train conductor in that. Yeah,
that was a good one, wasn't it?
That was
a good
fun
episode. Although you guys had to tweak the fact that Nicola wasn't as available because of Bridgerton.
Yes, and Siobhan, I like broke her leg like horrifically during Holding. So all the schedule was kind of upended or whatever, but they made it work.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Derry Girls, I don't know if you're like this as well, Michael, but Derry Girls is a show that I have gone back to, I'd say from start to finish, about six times now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you could just pick it up and just watch a couple of episodes and it hits every single time.
Yeah. I forget that I'm in it as well. I'm kind of like, I'll go back and watch it. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in
episode
three.
That's an incredible achievement, though.
Yeah,
that
cool.
is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So, Paddy Power Comedy Festival, Ivy Gardens on Sunday. And I said tomorrow, I was like, the 20th? No. which would have been yesterday, the 28th of July. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm on with Foil Arms and Hog and Vittorio Angeloni and Sophia Wren. So, it's like quite it's a good lineup.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think it's on at the same time as the All-Ireland Final, but I don't know if I have much overlap between people who go see the All-Ireland Final. So, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
We'll just do this.
Yeah.
It's a great venue, though.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's such a big, that's 800 people, I think, that particular tent.
Yeah.
So I did it 2 years ago and it was the biggest crowd I'd ever done. It was my fifth gig, I think. So it was, baptism by fire. So I think I'm going to have a bit more of a handle on it this year.
Yeah.
You know?
And Michael, before I let you go, like, do you, like Edinburgh, like looking to that or what are your kind of...
Yeah, me and Killian Sunderman, young Hawkeye Killian Sunderman.
Yes.
We did that last year as like a duo. So I'm kind of taking a break this year, but I'll probably look to maybe do it in a year's time or a couple years time. I need to build up the material first and figure out what I'm going to do on my own.
But it's also really overwhelming, isn't it? The amount of people that are there and, you know, the amount of, I know Shane, your nemesis, was on when he was saying that you learn so much from it and you take away from it, but it's like, you're trying to get people into your gig. Like, there's so much happening.
Yeah. We were lucky as well because it was kind of, we only did a 2 week run, so you know, and we sold out, which was great. But I think if I was there for the month, it would have been a bit harder. And I was terrible at the flyering stuff. Like, I think when I did it,
I would be awful at that.
Yeah, like I'd say less people came to the show as a result of me flyering. So
I mean, you don't have to come if you don't want to. So I don't know.
That's exactly what it was like. Yeah. I was like, who do I think I am? You know.
Listen, enjoy tonight. Thank you for dropping by because I know it's a long day. And best of luck with all the future endeavors. And then Paddy Power Comedy Festival, Ivy Gardens, Sunday, the 28th of July. Michael Fry, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.